We discussed a little bit earlier the issue of immigration, which apparently is going to be taken up by Congress. They're predicting in October, and they're saying it will pass the immigration bill, either the one before the Senate or the one before the House now. And Bill Flynn, immigration attorney for Fowler White Boggs, joins us right now on AM Tampa Bay. And Bill, as we discussed earlier, the issue is all up to the Republicans. You got half of them who say you've got to pass this thing so you can get the existing Latino vote. The other half is saying if you make 11 million or 20 million or 30 million or however many people are out there, citizens, they're all going to vote Democratic and the party is doomed. What's your take on this?
Well, one commentator, Jack, called it the battle for the soul of the Republican Party. And whether that's true or not, there's intense pressure now during congressional recess on those undecided Republicans, including several in Florida. And what's going to happen, I think October is probably accurate. If it's going to come, it'll probably come about then. But there's a lot going on for Congress when they come back. The next budget, the debt limit debate, and I think they have something like 9 or 10 days to work with. So I'm not too sure about whether it's going to come out.
Well, the big issue, of course, I think continues to be sealing the borders. But Teddy brought up something earlier, and that is that now you've got people from Mexico who are coming across the borders who are claiming to be refugees trying to get away from the drug cartel violence, which would be a way of entering this country legally.
I have a feeling that would be a political asylum case, that probably is not going to fly too well, just a gut feeling based on doing this for a while, but so I don't think we'll see an epidemic of that type.
Well, they say it's already happening, that a couple of thousand have come across just in the past week at one of the entry points in San Diego, or at the entry point.
That's a key battleground, Jack, the border security issue and the Republican insistence that it be solved before we start giving benefits. That's really the eye of the hurricane, I think.
Bill, let me ask you this. What do you think immigration is going to do to the Republican Party? I mean, if they go for it and all of a sudden we've got all these illegals in that will become legal, or if they go and oppose it?
Well, like you guys were saying earlier, I was listening on my way in, I'm not too sure that too many Hispanics are going to vote Republican anyway, so I wonder if that's just kind of a false promise that they're chasing, if that's the rationale for supporting a bill.
Yeah, and I think it is, and you've got people like McCain and other of the moderate Republicans who are saying you've got to do this in order to curry the vote of the current Latino voters here or Hispanic voters. And then you've got the others saying, yeah, but if you enable another 5 or 6 or 7 million Latino voters, and that's what you would be doing by granting them citizenship, albeit 10 years from now or whenever it might be, you're going to doom the Republican Party from ever winning another national race. And it would seem the numbers would bear that out.
You know, what throws me, Jack, and I think that may be true, and then you got people like Karl Rove, McCain, George W. Bush, all these people are in support of comprehensive immigration reform, you know, hard-headed Republican strategists and veterans, and so maybe they know something I don't know.
No, they don't.
I would tend to think that, too. I would tend to think it would work against them, but I think history is going against them. I think my guess is within 20 or 25 years, we're going to be a bilingual country anyway, and it won't be long, maybe in my lifetime, but certainly in Corey's, that you'll push 2 for English.
Bilingual, Jack, do you mean English and Chinese or English and Spanish?
That's the other thought. One for the economy and one for everything else. We'll be trilingual. Anyway, Bill, thanks for joining us on AM Tampa Bay.
Thanks, Bill.
Great to have your insight. Bill Flynn, the immigration attorney for Fowler White and Boggs.